we budget round here. Warrensville Boys and Girls Club, all we do is budget.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, hello, Colorado. This is Jay Garvin's, and you're actually joining me for the very first radio show in 2018. Yes, it is Saturday the 6th of 2018, and if you're listening to my replay on Monday and Tuesday night, welcome. The evening viewers, you're so important to me. I am accessible. You can call me at 719-330-1457. If you're listening here on Saturday, this is the most exciting show for me because the new year is always a fresh set of beginnings for you, for your family, for your business, your job, opportunities, and the entire potential of the year to come. And I hope you had a great Christmas holiday season. I just got back from Mexico and enjoyed myself, and I hope that you had great memories that you created here in the end of 2017 and going with a roar here into 2018. And a lot of things happened this last week, but over the Christmas holidays, I had tremendous time to reflect and have vision and put forth some ideas on paper for you in 2018. So I'm excited, very, very blessed. I hope you counted your blessings this last year because I did. And there's a lot of really great things that happened. But one of the things I want to share with you is this show, 45 to 50 shows out of the year, stays very, very focused on real estate, very, very focused on mortgage, on interest rates, on financing, on building your retirement, building a budget, and building your future. And there's very few occasions that I step aside from that format. One of those occasions, of course, was, 2 weeks ago when we broke from the format, as I do every year in Christmas, and share a tremendous Christmas story. I thank you all for giving great feedback on that. It's my pleasure to bring you joy in a story that has more meaning in life just than a mortgage. And as I state at the end of every show, encouraging you to go grow and prosper and tell someone close to you that you love them. I really, really mean that. And I also step aside out of the traditional format. I like to do that on 4th of July or Veterans Day or Memorial Day, one of those to just reflect in what a great country we live in. But I share all these stories with you because I had vision and wrote down some different subject matter to cover in 2018. And very rarely does the political scope in our environment cross over to business, but it has done that as of late. And also, there are biblical or spiritual stories that on occasion cross over into business, and in this case, budgeting, gathering provision, and really building wealth, similar to the seventh step of Dave Ramsey's Baby Steps, where you build wealth and give away generously. If you're not familiar with Dave Ramsey's step number one, the baby step is to just put $1,000 aside for you and your family, no one else, just in case of emergency. And that's your first step to curbing debt or the continuation of debt. Step number two for the baby step is eliminate all of your debt, whichever fashion you'd like to do that. The snowball method, from small to large, picture the momentum of rolling snowball down a hill, to get rid of all of your debt, period, with the exception of unsecured debt. You should not have any unsecured debt if you're going in to purchase your new home, but I'm not going to get into that. But you want to eliminate all of your unsecured debt. And then also, step number three is really getting that 3 to 6 month of your budget reserve. And then step number four is starting to put money away for your retirement. Notice that's your retirement before providing for college money and that of your kids, which is step number five. Step number six is to pay your house off early. That comes with the assumption that you own or you've purchased a house. That's around step number three usually. And then, of course, what I gave reference to is step number seven, where you build wealth and give away generously. Well, over the holidays, I really thought, and there was a couple of people that I plugged into their blogs, Lance Wallnau, also Billy Eberhardt, and others, just put a vision in my heart. And today's show is focused all about that. It's a story out of the Bible, but I'm going to go directly into the sharing of that and then just into how it applies to our world today, put in a very firm message, and then also share a bigger picture of how you can use that in 2018 to build provision for your family with the incredible environment of growth that we have around us economically. So, with the drum roll, Matt, the first show of 2018 is titled Building Silos in 2018. So, some of you know exactly what I'm talking about when I refer to silos. Some of you are saying, Jay, what in the world are you referencing? But there is a story in the Bible, the Old Testament, that states that when Joseph was a small boy, there was some jealousy and greed that brewed up with his brothers. And to make a very long story short, he was actually thrown in a pit and beat up and then sold off into slavery. And when he went to Egypt, an Old Testament story says that after he was sold into slavery by his jealous brothers, Joseph rose up through the ranks to become the visor to the Pharaoh himself. Through different visions, including dreams and dream interpretation, he saved the Egyptians from a 7-year famine by collecting and storing grain by silos he had instructed them to build during the 7 years prior, during the years of plenty. And this is very, very important because there was a lot of articles. So you can go and you can find that story. But there's a lot of individuals that are saying, prepare now for the waking of the sleeping giant, which is tied directly to demographics in the largest generation that United States has ever seen in its history, the mainstream generation, the millennial generation that is just coming to age before us. Larger than we've ever seen at 87 million, and that's before you adjusted for immigration. The most educated generation we've ever seen in the history of the United States, but then also a generation that is finally coming to the proper age to contribute substantially to our economy. And then on top of that, and remember that demographics, we have different economic changes that have happened, most notably this tax cut that was signed into law right before Christmas, the Friday before, I believe, December 22nd, by the president. Now, it's interesting because we have the president coming into January that's going to have a very large ceremony recognizing that accomplishment. But before he went off to Florida before the holidays, he, with the stroke of a pen, signed this bill. And I'm also going to put direct comparisons to the last major economic expansion and boom that we had back in the 80s. Everybody's been giving reference to that with the great tax cut that was signed into law by Ronald Reagan. A lot of parallels there to when he came into office after a time of recession with Jimmy Carter. We have that same time of recession, the Great Recession, during a previous President Obama. And now you have this president putting all the things in place. Forget for political reasons. Forget for religious reasons. If I focus just on the economic reasons, I want you please to look at the business side of this story about providing your family with the preparation and building the foundation of your wealth through silos that will hold provision in 2018. I'm going to share with you how this is going to relate to real estate, how this is going to relate to mortgage, how this is going to relate to your budget and your retirement. So stick around right after the break. I'm going to continue with building silos in 2018 with the Jay Garvin Show.
Taking my money for a rainy day, saving it all so we can get away. I'm pretty sure it's gonna rain today. Come on, baby, let's do it.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your Home Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvins.
This segment is brought to you by Academy Art and Frame Company. Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am here in the studio with Matt, the first weekend of January. Welcome. I am Jay Garvins, and if you've never heard my voice, I am your friend. You can call me directly at 330-1457. That's 330-1457. Or go to ChurchillColorado.com. I've got a great show slated for you. I've got Building Silos in 2018, and I had this vision and this idea laid out, and everything came together during the holidays to where 2018, right now, the beginning of the year, you can build and prepare wealth for your family. Now, this is not just the financial wealth. There's a lot of statistics out there. Statistics, they say by majority are made up, but you can look at all of these. By getting financial stability in order, by getting your financial house in order, by actually saving more than you spend, by telling every single dollar where to go rather than just being led along aimlessly by the decisions you've made in spending, but actually controlling your money at the very finite portion of your life at the checkout counter, spending no more than you have. This is one of the reasons why many people, to include Dave Ramsey, and I personally encourage you not to use credit cards, because you have a difficult time keeping track of money that you just swipe and you don't track. But going further than that, I want to share with you that a majority of the challenges in life, by relationships and individual financially, put stress on your relationships. There's a statistic out there that says up to 90% of all marital strife in the first 10 years of your marriage are financial. These are all simple stepping stones that you yourself can practice, then hand down as a legacy to your children. Many of you listeners are my age. We're somewhere between 35 and 75 listening on the air. I'm right in the middle of that at 50 years old. And I want you to know that your adult children, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, they look for you for guidance. And I just pray that I can give you a little bit of guidance in that area to put forward. Here is an example, a quote that says, luck is when preparation and opportunity meet. And all I want to do is help you be prepared. You take the journey as the hero, and I just want to be a guide to help you build your silos in 2018. And I talked about the story of Joseph, which you can read, and it talks about the jealous brothers that had him sold into slavery, and then he went and was in prison. And through a series of biblical stories in the Old Testament, the Pharaoh needed to have his dream interpreted that he had, was very uncomfortable. Joseph was pulled out to interpret that dream. After interpreting that dream, he said that there were some comparisons with years of famine to come ahead, and those were going to be preceded by the years of plenty, and it was time to build silos, storage areas for wealth, but specifically grain. And then during the 7 years of famine in Egypt, people came from all over, because there was not only enough to feed the people of Egypt, but then others as well. And Joseph's family and brother came back, and Joseph, you know, rose all the way to the number two person next to Pharaoh in Egypt and all of that. But that's the story itself. But I want to push that forward into what we have going on right now. And I'm going to put some comparisons here, and I'm going to go back and forth, and I want you to follow me. Now, before I do that, I need to go back into the very foundation of my radio show here. And if you've got questions about this, and if you've got comments that you want to provide me, just go to ChurchillColorado.com. Not only do I host this show, Matt and I have been doing it for 6 years, coming on our 300th show. Now, we're very, very blessed to be on three times a week now, Saturday, which is my recording time, and then Monday and Tuesday now in 2018 in the evening at 7 p.m. We have a replay. We are actually going to a podcast. You're going to see that coming this year at KRDO. I've got some tremendous guests. My regular guests and partners of Bill McAfee from Empire Title are returning. I've got Justin Hermes of Remax Property, but I also got some special guests this year. I want you to tune in early in January. I'm going to have Robin Roberts, the president of Pikes Peak National Bank, and we're going to talk about the tax cuts and about banking. I've also got some marketing and some ideas with Karen Conrad, the marketing director of Andrew Womack Ministries. All of these people are specifically focused on business and on growth and providing a foundation for you and your family. A lot of people say, Jay, is there going to be a correction in the market? And I laugh and tell them, look it, we have not even started this expansion yet. And it starts with this idea of demographics. Why in the world did I come on the air on January 28th, 2012, and say, look, it, we are in the Great Recession, but now is the time to buy? A very simple rule given to us by Warren Buffett that said making decisions in life are very simple. Not easy, but very simple. The challenge comes in managing them. And I read an article where he said it's simple in investing. You buy low and you sell high. Or if you want to flip it around, you just buy low and sell high, and then sell high, then go back to buying low. And that's what I encouraged all of you to do with enthusiasm and conviction back in January of 2012, to purchase real estate, not because I was a mortgage broker, because it was as low as the market had been in over 75 years, the cycle of real estate. And in 2012, my wife and I bought one house, and then 2013 another, and 2014 and 2015 and 2016. And last year I stretched forward and did two homes to now where we have a total of seven homes. And I just shared with my wife this morning as I was coming to the radio show, I said, honey, we're so incredibly fortunate that we have now what can be called seven silos starting out our huge foundation of changing the lives, specifically of my family and our children, of you, my radio listeners, and the people on my team at Garvin's Group at Churchill Mortgage. But now, beyond 200 to 400, 600 clients who come in and seek advice for mortgage and financing, but also to set the entire movement collectively of our community, our region, our city, our state, and to change the world with great business principles that are conservative and are based on solid truths that we've seen in the past to look forward to see what's in the future. And if you go back, how was I able to have so much conviction in 2012? That's because for years in Worldwide Group, more than 5 years, I had studied something called demographics. Harry Dent is the author of this, not myself. I just started to study generational consumption. What I found to be large generations, small generations, and the parallels between what brings a common people together in a generation, what type of spending habits they have, and how it affects supply and demand, and therefore our economy. And back in 1986, there was an unquestionable expansion in our economy that went all the way through 1996, all the way into 2006. But then it seems our economy fell off a cliff. And if you go all the way back, there were a lot of contributing factors. And what I want to share with you is the fact that if you look back at generations all the way to the Great Generation, which is defined by people that were born from 1900 to 1925, these are the individuals that Tom Brokaw wrote his book about. These are the individuals, some of which that fought in World War I, but most of which that fought in World War II without any doubt at all. And then you had the silent generation, my parents, born from 1926 to 1945. These were what people refer to as the silent generation because they were really overlooked by the Great Generation who fought and led the way through World War II and through the Great Depression. But the silent generation from 26 to 45 lived as children through World War II and then were even smaller and born during the time of the Great Depression. And they had a whole different outlook, never had a lot of extras, never had a lot of fluff and McMansions and cars. And my father waited, he tells the story over and over before his passing, that he and his twin brother Jack could not get a bike until after the war. They had victory gardens, they had Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts that would do rubber collection for the war, and there was a limit on metal and on food and everything for the great effort. But then following World War II was the boom of the babies, the baby boom. From 1946 to 1964 was the greatest generation that our country had ever seen. So you have the Great Generation that was about 58 to 60 million. Then you have the silent generation that was larger, but narrowly larger at like 61, 62 million. And then you had the baby boomers, 78 million. This was 15 to 17 million extra consumers by the delay of birth rate during the war, and there was a boom going into the 50s and the 60s that changed the whole world in the 80s and the 90s. Now, I'm going to explain this after the break, where those consumers of the baby boomer, when they started to turn 40 in the 1980s, it changed the whole outlook of our economy during the Reagan years, during the Clinton years, and the first Bush, that laid the groundwork for gross domestic product growth, the GDP, and you started to add a tax cut, a significant tax cut to that by Ronald Reagan in 81. The country wanted to lynch him by 82, 83, but he said, hold the line, and by 85, 86, 87, our economy was booming beyond many people's wildest dreams. And that's where we are today. Put that forward. You know where I'm going with the president, with the coming generation. And I'll explain this all after the break in Building Silos in 2018 with the Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO. Back after these messages.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin.
Hey, what's the name with your band? Let's see you down home. It's all that we've learned.
With me, I am Jay Garvin, roaring into the 2018 year with you here on the first weekend of 2018. Sunny, bright, and brisk here in Colorado. If you do not have a chance to listen to this entire radio show, you can do two things now this year. You can wait and just tune in 7 p.m. on Monday and also 7 p.m. on Tuesday. But you can look forward also to my podcast, which is going to be launched right off of KRDO.com. We're going to have some live posts of segments, economic updates, the meat of the show right here. So this year, there's multiple venues to go to get the Jay Garvin Show. If you're hearing my voice for the very first time, I am your friend. You've tuned into the Jay Garvin Show, and my number is 330-1457. Not only do I host this show, but I founded and own Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage. Churchill Mortgage has been celebrating 25 years before Churchill Mortgage. I had a great group of folks that was Garvin's Mortgage Group. We partnered with Churchill back going on 3 years now in 2015, and we are one of the only mortgage companies that are owned by the team members and employees, 49% of it. So you can give us a call to help you with your next mortgage at 719-330-1457. I'd love to get the opportunity to earn your business completing your mortgage, whether it's refinance or purchase mortgage. You can go to ChurchillColorado.com to do that. I'm right in the middle of a show called Building Silos in 2018 and explaining demographics and generational consumption. But before I do that, the knock comes on the door, of course, for housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Very, very excited about housekeeping in 2018. I've got a stack here of 8 different articles that I want to share with you. Some of these in early December here, the business springs poised for another record year for home sales. All of you that have been listening to the show know that Colorado Springs hit again in another article saying that it was going to be one of the big shots. We are going to be one of the big shots in home appreciation and sales this year, number 8. They're saying that the prediction is homes across the entire board will appreciate more than 5.76% last year, 2017. We ended up with almost a 10% growth. Also, there's another article here. This one is mid-December showing a sunny outlook for the economy. The state, Colorado Springs, are to remain on a roll this year for economy. And there's a lot of different reasons for that. But the bottom line is why the West Coast and California and Washington State and Oregon remain hot in the economy is because they're one of the most educated populations in the country per capita. And if you go out on the East Coast in New York, Massachusetts, Boston, all of the eastern Seaboard. Also, again, you will see statistically that there's a disproportionately high number of very educated people in the workforce. And also now there is a sector of high consolidated educated populations right in Colorado and expanding. Much more than the Midwest, much more than Nevada in the crotch of the West and down south. And that makes Denver and Colorado Springs and the Boulder, Fort Collins corridor very, very attractive for business. On top of that, geographically set in the western part of the country has all been a contributor to Colorado being more and more popular. The outdoors environment, the climate, all of that has put a 10-year plus run of growth in Colorado, and we do not expect that to change. But now, going into something that's more and more important, as they say, housing starts rise 3.3%. I talked to Bill McAfee in the last part of December about the only way that we are going to keep real estate sales moving forward at a brisk pace is to create more building opportunities. We have more local building companies partnering with national companies, and therefore we saw housing starts rise to 3.3%. And it's been the strongest since September of 2007, which means we're starting to meet and exceed the pre-recession growth rates. And then, of course, we've got different stories that are huge. This one, Trump signs the tax bill into law this Saturday, December 23rd, right before Christmas. He signed that the Friday, December 22nd. New home sales declined by 17.5% going in. And then here's the last one, which I'm going to go back to the show, is the economy grew at 3.2% in the third quarter, and this was for the first time that we really went above 3.2% briefly since 2014, but now we're going to see this in a sustained fashion. So other things on housekeeping, please go to ChurchillColorado.com. I've got some great classes for 2018 laid out on the 20th. Of February at 6:30 p.m. That's the third Tuesday of the month, 6:30 p.m. I have my investment property ownership class. This is huge. This goes along with building your silos of wealth in 2018. And then also in March, the 20th at 6:30 p.m., which is the third Tuesday, I'm going into your home, your mortgage, and your retirement. So if you're in your 50s, your 60s, or even your 70s, and you want to know what to do with your mortgage, your home, as it relates to your retirement, you go to ChurchillColorado.com. Pull down the tabs and events. Sign up for that class. You send that email. We'll make sure you have all your packets, all the information, the directions. It's a $95 value that's waived for you, the radio listener. I consult a lot of people on a per-hour charge basis. I do a lot of classes for individuals on a per-charge basis. But once a month, 10 times a year, I dedicate time to educate you, the Jay Garvin Show listener, for absolutely free, taking my time. They're not sales pitch. You can talk to anybody who attends. They're informational only, and they're to benefit you and your family. So back to the show, building silos in 2018. Before I went to the break, I was talking about demographics, and this is very, very simple. I went through the Great Generation, which was born from 1900 to 1925, which was just at 60 million members born in that 24-25 year period. Then from 26 to 45, you have the Silent Generation, my parents, which was just 61 million, just maybe a million or two over the Great Generation. Then you had the baby boomers from 1946 to 1964, a huge, disproportionately large generation because of the delay of the war, 78 million strong, more than 15, 16, 17 million larger than the previous generation. And then you have me, the Gen Xers, born from 1965 to 1981. For the first time in the history of our country, we had a generation that was smaller than its predecessor. A lot of people think Generation X is alphabetical. It's not. It's numerical. It's the Roman numeral 10. We're the 10th generation from the beginning of our country, like the 13th from the landing of the Pilgrims. And it was the first generation to be smaller than the one before it. Now, what happened, if we move forward with consumption, is this is the reason why the Great Recession was created in 2006 all the way through 2016. And going forward, now into 2017, now 2018, we're just starting to get our head above water again economically. And it's interesting, I don't go into the politics of it, but what in the world made my generation smaller? Go back and do the research and see when Wade versus Roe was passed and the depletion of our generation due to the decisions that were made as a byproduct to that legislation and law. Now, the good news is after my generation, you have the babies of the baby boomers, the mainstream generation, I call them, the millennials, born from 1981 to 2001, and they are 87 million strong. 87 million strong. So if you take away all the other factors in our world, the economic factors, the legislative factors with the great tax break that was just passed, the executive orders, all of the different regional decisions of our governors, of our mayors, of national disasters like hurricanes or geopolitical tragedies like 9/11 or the Vegas massacre. Before all of those are considered, if you just look at generational consumption, you can solve about 50 to 70% of the financial decisions in your life based solely on that. See, because luck just isn't luck. People call it luck, but what luck is when opportunity and preparation collide. So if you have an opportunity, but you have no preparation, you're going to sit and cry on the sidelines, watch other people really excel and prosper, and you will have an opportunity before you, but no preparation. And if you have all the preparation in the world and the economy never turns, it's really difficult to move forward calling it success or luck. But when you have those two factors meet, preparation and opportunity, watch out, because you're going to see expansion and you're going to see provision for your family that goes beyond your wildest dreams. Now, if you look at the generational consumption alone, you just look at the individuals that were prepared financially when Ronald Reagan came into office in 1980. Individuals that didn't have debt, they had budget, they had cash. I remember my father saying from 76 all the way to 80, as he slammed his fist on the table multiple nights throughout those years and said, "Damn it, honey, Jimmy Carter can tax me to the moon, but he cannot make me spend my money." And as children, I sat and listened to that. And my dad built provision during the 70s and then the early 80s. And then all of a sudden, he had opportunity, breeze through his life like the wind, and he had eliminated all his debt. He had put his provision aside, waiting for what? An opportunity. And then all of a sudden, on top of that, you had Ronald Reagan come into office and, sound familiar, pass one of the largest sweeping tax bills in the history of the United States. In 1981, he signed that. And it was not popular at first. In 82, it was hard. In 1983, people wanted to lynch and get Ronald Reagan out of office. See the research. Go to Google. And then starting at the fall of 83, 84, and 85, our economy started to expand beyond our wildest dreams. And that is because we had a generation, the baby boomers, that were just about to turn 40 in 1986 and put gasoline on all of this opportunity and preparation that had been created. And no one will dispute from 86 to 96 all the way up through 2006, for 20 full years, when the baby boomers, the largest generation in the history of the world, were through their primary earning and spending years in their 40s, 50s, and into their 60s, it just expanded the economy. This is when the Microsoft came into existence. This is when the deregulation of AT&T and the launch of Verizon and MCI and all of this, and the list goes on and on and on and on. The foundation of Apple was built, all of that. So now you move forward, and what I'm going to talk about in the next segment is look where we are today. We're coming out of a great recession to where my generation, the Gen Xers, it doesn't matter what the baby boomers have been selling or creating or producing over the last 10 years. There hasn't been enough of me, primary wage earners, Gen Xers, to buy what they're selling. But now we've got the millennials that are coming of age. Even if they never make a median wage above us, the economy needs to grow $12 to $14 trillion just to have enough gas, vehicles, and diapers for their families. And now on top of that, we've got a new business-minded president that what? Just passed the largest tax bill in over three decades that is starting to do things as a generation is coming to age. And that's why I want to tell you that 2018 is the time to build your silo. 2018 is the time to say enough is enough and get your adult children into home ownership. Enough is enough. Eliminate all of the crap that you have in your life that will preclude you from moving forward. I'm going to pull this all together in the power segment. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show. Don't go anywhere as I bring together the show, Building Silos, in 2018.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. You need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help. I got two strong arms, I can help. It would sure do me good. It do you good. Let me help.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pop you off.
I'll take it, wrap it up, I'll take it.
Thanks for sticking with me. I'm Jay Garvin. Here we are in the last, final, the power segment of the Jay Garvin Show. And I am talking about building silos in 2018. I talked about the story of Joseph and his brothers. He being sold off into slavery, going into Egypt, finding himself in prison, then reading and interpreting some dreams of the Pharaoh, and then rising all the way up and helping the Pharaoh in Egypt in the 7 years of plenty create silos, storage halls, for grains and for provision to prepare for the 7 years of famine. Now, I'm telling you to prepare because we are coming into what I think is 7, 14, possibly 20 years of provision. We've got the stage being set for history to produce and reproduce and recreate itself off of the 80s when the greatest generation at the time, the baby boomers, came to age from 40 to 50 through 60. And now we had Ronald Reagan pass a sweeping tax package, started to free the shackles from the Carter administration, the hopes, the vision, you know, the city on the shining hill, all of that that Reagan created, that vision. Look at any of the building of the car in the 70s. They were just glum. I mean, serious. You look at the Pacer, you look at even the Holly Sugar building compared to the Wells Fargo, something that is created in the 60s and 70s as opposed to the 80s and the 90s. Even the structure and the stature, you can see the difference. And now we come into 2018. We have the largest generation, again, that the world has ever seen in the millennials, especially in the United States. Before you adjust it for immigration, our generation, the millennials, the mainstreamers, are over 87 million strong. You adjust that for immigration, and it's almost 95 to 100 million. Where the baby boomers excelled, they were only 16 to 17 million larger by consumer base than the silent generation before them. And we have the millennials that are twice the size of Gen Xers, me, that's sitting here before them. 45 million Gen Xers that are being replaced by more than 87 million consumers plus immigration. I believe this next expansion that's going to come from 2021 to 31, possibly into 41, is going to be considerably larger than the expansion that we had from 1986 to 1996 all the way in and through 2006. I base that on the most productive people in society are 40 to 50 and then 50 to 60. I tell people in a joking fashion, I'm 50 years old, right in the middle. I don't take anything away from the young millennials, but I have more experience, and for the most part, I can outthink and maneuver them. I have unconscious competence where I've been doing mortgage and radio and successful business principles so long that I'm even unconscious about the success principles that I have. I'm trying to slow down to teach you. I'm paying someone over $30,000 this year to just help me document this and be more accountable. And remember that, that's going to be important for my big takeaways. But also, I've got more energy and I've got more stamina and will to work than anybody that's 60 or older. They're just tired and I'm not yet. That doesn't take anything away from that generation because when I become 60, I'll not be able to keep up with the generation below me. Just on averages, there's always exceptions. Like Mark Zuckerberg that found success in his 20s rather than his 40s. But by large in part, statistically, society is most productive between your earning and your producing years in your 40s, 50s, and 60s. Just like if you read the book Millionaire Next Door, it's not some fancy IT guru that's making all the wealth. It's a 53 to 58 year old couple that stayed together. One of them is a dreamer, one of them is a budgeter, and they have just plugged away at life. The plumbers, the teachers, the administrators, the small business owners that just conservatively live and put that money aside for the American dream in retirement. Home ownership, debt free, all of it. But now as you move forward, look at this. You've got the millennials that in 2021, the first one turns 40 years old. And this is 87 million consumers. So 2018, 2019, and 2020 are still the years of preparation. We have not even started this rodeo. Colorado Springs is a very, very unique region because we came in to this time period during the Great Recession and following that we had a cost of living that was below the national average, well below Denver's. We have one of the largest hubs in the country, less than 60 miles away from us. Colorado Springs hasn't even started to create a large number of jobs and employment opportunity. And when we do, that's when the real boom is going to come because we are attracting millennials. So this is what I want to share with you with the big takeaways. First of all, I've shared with you that luck is simply when preparation and opportunity meet. So I want to help you prepare and opportunity will sweep out before us. I've actually been preparing for 7 years now through seven different houses, keeping a very simple lifestyle, eliminating all of my unsecured debt, and you can do the same for yourself. Number two is you follow the simple steps, the baby steps. Dave Ramsey has laid them out right here every weekday on KRDO to eliminate your debt, start to save, and build provision so then you can go all the way to step number seven, which is build wealth and give away generously. Now, in order to do this, it's very, very simple, but not easy at all. The third big takeaway is you have to get a guide. You've got to get a mentor, and you have to be accountable to yourself because that's the most difficult step. I mean, if you just have a dream and you don't act upon it, that's almost a hallucination because if you go ahead and repeat your input over and over and over and over and expect different results, that's a definition of insanity. So you've got to get a guide. I shared with you that I'm spending over $30,000 this year just to make sure that I honor my promises and my disciplines to myself, my team members, to my clients and Garvin's Group at Churchill Mortgage, and you, the radio listeners. So there's no investment too steep to make in yourself. And then finally, you have to make a decision, solidify it, and move forward with confidence. You can't keep wavering because you're going to lose momentum. Three or four times I wanted and begged to get out of the mortgage industry, but I had a good mentor and accountability partner in Mike Berger, and he said, Jay, what are you going to do, start over at 45? And even though there are times when I was in a deep valley in mortgage and finance, my mentor helped me stick with it. So you've got to make a decision, and you have to move forward. And with those big decisions, you too can build your silos for your family in 2018. And as I state at the end of every single show, I want you to go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them because that's what matters in the end. Relationships, loving memories, not even the silos that I just spoke about. That just leads to the family and the relationships that you have. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and your purpose in life, pray to God right now that He deliver it to you because that's what I found in you, the radio listener. Someone that I would serve every single week in, week out because you fulfill me. And again, please, when the show ends, go to ChurchillColorado.com and sign up for my classes on February 20th and March 20th for investment property and your mortgage, your home, and your retirement, respectively. And I'm Jay Garvins, and I look forward to talking with you right here next week or listen to my replay Monday night and Tuesday night. That's all for the Jay Garvins Show. Happy New Year.
God knows where we're headed.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
But I won't give up.